Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I like Jameis. I'll be rooting for Jameis to have some fun. I'll be watching the game. But really, BT, you know, Dable's gone. We're awaiting the end of the season to see if Shane's gone. It's no Jackson Dart. There's no Neighbors. There's no Scataboo. This is, you know, not exactly an exciting thought to watch the Giants on Sunday.
Let's not watch it. I mean, really, what do we have to watch?
Well,
Jameis won't be the starter next year. I mean, I'm obviously kidding around.
You wanted to watch Jameis more than you did Russell Wilson.
Thank God Jameis Winston's playing. Yeah. And I respect Kafka doing this early in the week and just ending any controversy. Not that there should be. Russell Wilson just looks washed here. And not looking to disrespect the guy. He's been saying the right thing. He's probably a Hall of Famer. He's a champion for sure. And I think he conducts himself, comports himself the right way. So I do respect him. But Jameis is going to at least... he's going to give you a chance to do things that Russell can't do. And Kafka's, you know, is it Kafka?
No, it's Kafka. Right, Kafka, yeah.
And Kafka's got...
who the hell cares? I mean, what's the difference? Let's hope he's only here. All due respect to him, I hope he does well and gets a job somewhere else. He can't be the next head coach of the Giants.
Well, so. It's funny because this came up the other day, and I think there's a little window here. Now, I don't think that they'll do well enough for him to get the job, but I think that there's a sliver of hope within the organization that he'll impress them enough where they won't have to make a change and they can elevate him. I believe that they're thinking that. I'm not saying that I necessarily believe that, but this is a guy...
if I'm him, I'm thinking that. You think the Giants...
I do. Remember, this is a guy who's been interviewed around the NFL. Kafka's got some people around the NFL who very interesting.
Yeah, Ben McAdoo's vibes. I'm not saying that Kafka would be that, but that's what I would get. Keep the guy in-house. Oh, well, he's interviewed. The Eagles might hire him. Oh, we can't let the Eagles get him, so let's keep McAdoo's. And then he shows up in a suit that's five times too big and, you know, maybe had a better clue than some of the other people in the organization, but still wasn't good enough for New York. It's time that they just move on. So I don't care if they won 7-0. To me, it just you can't hire Kafka.
Well, think about the difference in emotion. We just spent an hour on the Jets. We'll get back to the calls, obviously incorporate the Giants here, clearly. There's a drop off in interest here, whether it's you, whether it's me. I mean, even Giant fans probably sitting
there
saying,
"But what can you learn?" All right, so what's the intrigue about this game with Jackson Dart? We watched the continued development of him and seeing what he could do. What are we going to learn about the Giants? They don't have a head coach. Like, for Kafka, it means a lot. For me, if I've already made my decision that regardless of if he goes 7-0 or not, I'm not bringing him back. I would fire Joe Shane regardless as well. So the Giants are evaluating these things. In my mind, there's nothing left to be seen. I want to see a whole new regime take over. And as a matter of fact, I think winning does them more harm than good when you talk about where they're going to be in the draft. I would not tank. I don't believe in that. But this is not a year one or year two team that's trying to build a foundation. This is a team that's playing out the string that's it's over.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I don't know why Bowen has a job right now. I think that that's really embarrassing. I could not believe that. I can't believe he's still here. That, you know, the head coach is gone and the GM's here.
He actually said some good things. You see that? Bowen said some good things this week.
I saw what he said. I appreciate him taking ownership of that and accountability here. But the bottom line is he hasn't done his job very well. But I do appreciate him, you know, being introspective enough and being transparent enough to know, you know, I like what he said. I'm with you. All right, so I want Jameis Winston around Jackson Dart next year. I do. I think he's great for him. I don't think that Russell Wilson's bad for Jackson Dart at all, but I think Jameis has had a really positive impact on Dart. So I think if Jameis, like, these are little things that I'm looking for. Like, if Jameis goes out there and throws, you know, one touchdown and five picks, and maybe he starts the next two games, maybe the Giants move on. If he plays okay, I think that probably assures him coming back, and I think there's certain energies that are good for young quarterbacks. I want Winston around Dart. I like that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. It doesn't do much. I've watched Jameis Winston play quarterback before in this league. I know what it's like. It's just sad to me. At least with the Jets, we are in a spot where we're watching the Jets try to lay the groundwork of a foundation. Is it, you know, the most exciting brand of football or entertaining? No, but you're trying to learn about a new head coach, a rookie head coach. You're watching to see how he handles things. You're seeing how a foundation with basically no talent, or at least lesser talent than the majority of their opponents, how they're trying to go about winning a football game here. There's something at least appealing with that. In this particular case with the Giants on Sunday, I just don't see it. There's nothing appealing about. I don't need to evaluate Kafka. I'm not excited about that. The defense has been the same old story. I mean, maybe. Do I want to see Abdul Carter start to pop a little bit?
That'd be nice. Get some sacks.
Yeah, I just feel like too much damage has been done. The one draw, and it's a major draw for the Giants, is Jackson Dart. That's been the one draw for a while, but at least you had the Dable hanging on for dear life. Can he save his job? Can he right the ship? Are they going to be competitive and win these games? And we know what happened. He had opportunity. He didn't get it done. He's now out. What's left to be determined on Sunday, especially without Jackson Dart?
Well, there's not much. And again, I'm not trying to convince everybody that this is a platinum game. I mean, it's a one-star game. I mean, it's one of the least interesting games on the schedule for the entire NFL. Yeah. I think we all get that. But, you know, one thing that I would like to see from Kafka, because you've got to choose something to evaluate here, I want to see if he has any interaction with the defense. We didn't really see that a lot from Dable. He was always wrapped up in the offense. Like, is it a different approach? I know you're going to see a situation, I can promise you, if the Giants have, you know, fourth and one from the one, they're going for a touchdown with Kafka. They're not going to go for a field goal like they did last week. That drove everybody nuts. So, you know, I want to see his energy. I want to see his poise. I want to see his command of, you talk about leader of men. It's hard to get a sense of somebody when they're calling plays or they're just involved in one little specific, a nook and cranny of a team. Let's see him, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
On the side, look, see what you got.
Would
see
you
what
be, you look like. So would you? You said that you think they would be. Would you be open to bringing Kafka in if he does well, bringing him back?
A little bit, because I don't want Gruden. Some of the other, I don't want Belichick at this point. I know you like Flores. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Tomlin's going to shake free from the Steelers. I don't know that the Giants will get creative enough to make a big trade to get somebody. If the Ravens kept losing, I could see Harbaugh leaving. But they're winning now. And I don't think he's going to go. So he's not my first choice. Am I at least curious enough to see what he looks like and what they look like?
Yeah, I respect it. You're selling me a little bit. I'm happy for him because I think the greatest gift you could get in life is opportunity. And I know it sucks when somebody else gets fired. You know, Dable had to get fired for Kafka to have his opportunity. But he's got, in his world, the greatest opportunity you could get. I've got 7 games to be a head coach. I'm in control of this team. I'm going to show the world what I can do. So for him, I get it. Is there mild intrigue in that regard? I guess. I personally don't think the Giants can sell bringing back really anybody that had any significant impact on this staff next year. If I were going to do that, I'd rather just keep Brian Dable. Mm-hmm. Me personally.
I got you.
I get why they moved on. I think it was the right thing.
You had to.
But then for me, it's just a clean house situation. Get everybody else out. BT and Sal on the Fan. Let's get back to the calls here. Talking some Jets and Giants on this Football Friday. 888-808-1019. Rudy calling from Selden. What's up, Rudy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Rudy.
Yeah, exactly.
Rudy.
I may watch that this weekend.
Why don't you act like a captain, son?
I've been a big fan of you guys for a long time, and I've been listening to you for a while, you know. Yeah, my thing is with Aaron Glenn. Listen, you know, first things first, I mean, the Jets season's over. You know, it's done. Right now, as you guys know, this is like an evaluation for next year, I would think, the players. The wins and losses don't matter right now. The season was over 4 weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. But the point is with Aaron Glenn, you know, he's on notice, too. I mean, this doesn't like he's having this great season, you know, as a head coach. I mean, some of his decision-making has been good. But where it counts with the quarterback, right, his decision-making has been terrible. He has no idea. He didn't even know when to pull the quarterback. And my question is this. How can you trust him at this point? If we do get a brand-new quarterback next year, first to cultivate a brand-new guy.
Yeah.
Right? How can you?
How can you trust him?
He doesn't even want to pull his own quarterback now, a veteran quarterback. He's gonna take a brand new kid and you know, show him the road.
So you're worried about Aaron Glenn being the head coach for a top five or a top ten pick? I got you. I think that's fair.
No way. I cannot see him developing a brand new quarterback.
Right, but you don't know that he can.
Correct.
You could say that, Rudy. This is his first year as a head coach. He's been the head coach for 10 games. His first year. So I don't know. You don't know. You have to go based off what he's learning as he goes. Obviously, he's not perfect, but I see progression here. I've seen the Jets get better and improve without, by the way, their best talent, whether it be via trade or injury. They have improved under Glenn. So I don't know if he's going to develop the next guy or not. What I do know is it's year one and we're learning about Aaron Glenn.
Fair enough. But you base that on Aaron Glenn's coaching? Or is the players stepping up knowing that they're being evaluated right now? Because they all are, right? This is the next year. I mean, I don't think it's all as due to the coaching. I mean, honestly. And listen, I love Aaron Glenn. I'm a Jet fan forever. I've been a Jet fan for 50 years. I love him as a player, right? So, I love him. You know, BT, you and I love all the same teams. That's why I listen to you every day. I love the Knicks.
Yeah, but we see Glenn differently. I'm surprised
Aaron
that you
know. I'm sorry. I mean, Aaron Glenn has shown nothing. I mean, has he shown? I mean,
I think so.
What has he shown?
Yeah, Rudy, what'd you want to see?
You know, I want to see some decision making. He's making bad decisions throughout these games. You know, you guys seen it?
Rudy, he's a rookie head coach.
How can you not pull the quarterback yesterday? How can you not pull him?
Okay, thank you for the call, Rudy. I don't want Justin Fields to start the next game because I think that if it is about the evaluation, which clearly it is, I've got to give some receivers who, by the way, Mechie and Mitchell, both show an ability to at least get open and get a little separation. You know, Mechie more kind of finding a soft spot as a slot guy and Mitchell just being a freak athlete running a 4-3 change. And I've got to have somebody that, if they're open or when they're open, can at least throw the football like a pro. Now, I think if that doesn't happen, I'll be disappointed. Guys, the bottom line is this. The Justin Fields is averaging 116, listen to this stat, 116 yards passing this year, which is by far the lowest in the NFL and the lowest since 2022. Guess what happened in 2022? He was the quarterback of the Bears who had the lowest since now.
So the knock,
he can't throw.
The knock then would be, well, who brought him in?
Well, yes, and that's why I do say that. He's got to take a little dent on that.
Well, Mucci and Glenn. I don't know.
For sure. Yeah.
But they brought him in, and he's not good enough, and we knew that. But they needed a quarterback that they thought that they could just be competitive with. What they did on that first drive, one Jets drive. What they did last night on that first Jets drive.
You said that a couple years ago against the Chiefs, too, with
Zach. Yeah,
Zach
Wilson.
I thought Zach was going to be awesome after that.
He looked so good that night. Yeah, it was one drive. Everyone was hanging on one Jets drive. Anyway, that to me was the model. That's what I was expecting to see the majority of the season. Maybe a little more running the football with Breece Hall as well. Mm-hmm. But they were supposed to be built behind the strength of an offensive line.
Yeah, remember, Allen got hurt. They would have run more.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to sneeze here. Got to hold in.
I'll give you an early salute here. I'll finish your thought, too. The caller brought up the fear about Glenn handling a young quarterback. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be a rookie. Did Campbell develop Goff, or was Campbell there, changed the culture, and Goff was already kind of established in terms of who he was?
Yeah, and the Rams and Sean McVay didn't want Goff. They made him available, and the Lions turned him into a franchise quarterback.
Because they got studs around them. They drafted a great left tackle, got a great receiver in Ramon St. Brown. I mean, come on.
Here's the bottom line with Glenn.
Tight end.
You can believe whatever. You could think he's good. You could see potential. Or you could say, I don't see what I want to be seeing from him. We're all learning about him in year one. He's a rookie head coach. He's going to make mistakes. To me, the best signs are that he's not repeating some of those follies that he had, the way that he butchered the end of halves or whatever we saw early on. I see progress when I look at the New York Jets. And you also have to factor in that they have extremely limited talent right now. So I don't know. Can I sit here definitively and say he's going to be the guy to develop the franchise quarterback and get them out of the abyss? I believe right now, I wouldn't have hired a rookie head coach for all those reasons. But I believe that they're set up nicely, and I think it's gone better than I thought that it would as we still learn and evaluate what Aaron Glenn is. I actually believe more, yes, he can be the guy to get them out than I do the other way. And no, he's definitively not it. Let's move on.
And then you extend it to the general manager, the tandem, the duo, and I would agree. I mean, there's early flickers of hope here that are noticeable. Now, if you're looking for negatives and ignoring some of the smallish improvements, that's okay. I get it. If you're just buried by this negativity of the jet avalanche that's going to suffocate no matter who's here, I get it. You know, maybe you're not as resilient as some of us. You can't plow through that, you know?
Yeah, unkillable.
That's right, exactly. So that's not my problem. That's yours. But if you want to do that, that's okay. One thing, though, two things. Number one, the offensive line is set up much better for whomever comes in.
Right.
That's good. Number two, I do need to see a little more consistency in this regard. You know, you fumble a kickoff early in the season, you get cut. You don't do your job as a linebacker, you get benched. Quit. Now, that's got to apply to the quarterback as well.
It's got to. And at this point, now I thought Fields gives them the best chance to win games over Tyrod Taylor. At this point, if they made a change at quarterback, I'm okay with it. I need to see what it would look like after that. But if Glenn feels that it's the best chance to give them an opportunity to win, so be it. Let's get a Giants call in here before we break. Connor's in Middletown. What's up, Connor?
Hey, what's up, boys? Hey. Haven't called in a long time. I love the show. You guys are doing great. Just wanted to call in, and I'd be remiss if I didn't start off by saying that the man's talent is off the charts. I mean, his pure pass rush ability is absolutely it's amazing. But something I just feel like it's not talked about enough is that, this guy at the beginning of the season asked for LT's number, Lawrence Taylor's number, and just to see the actual effort that he's having when the ball's being ran downfield, he looks like he's jogging and he's checked out. Anytime he wants to take a playoff, he does that spin move thing and it's completely blocked, and he's like, all right, next play. And it's, with everything that's going on with Dable and Shane and Bowen and all, everything. I feel like this is just being brushed under the rug, and this guy's talent, he's just completely failed us up to this point, and it's really disheartening.
I thought Connor Abdul Carter was going to be a game-changing beast. He has not been.
So did I.
We haven't seen it.
We both said it. We wanted them to draft him.
Yeah, and I think a guy like that comes in and, LT, he says, I want that number, ask for it. I think he might have played up a little bit. He's got to play possessed, and he's not. Kayvon's putting his body on the line. Burns is putting his body on the line week in and week out. You can see it on the tape. The last 2 weeks has been despicable, and I hope he's listening to this because I'm a diehard Giants fan, and it's insane. And I hope to see a little bit of better.
Pass along the message to him. Hoff will see him in the locker room, Connor. Thank you for the call, Hoff. Let him know that Connor in Middletown there doesn't appreciate the effort from Abdul Carter.
Let him know.
No problem. I'll send him a note.
imagine like in 10 years, guys, like the Warriors draft, whomever, number two or number three, and he wants Steph's number. And he comes out, and in year one, he's shooting, 24% from downtown. Now, to be fair, I know Carter's been sniffing around the quarterback a lot. I know about the pressures, guys. You don't have to text us and tweet us. We know.
That's great. Congrats. You could sneeze on the quarterback. Can you sack him? You're getting paid to sack the quarterback, not get near him. Matt almost touch him. Matt sneeze on him or cough. Oh, I breathe it on him, coach. What's that count for? Well, he's got no sacks, but he's got a half a breath on him. Yeah. Actually, you got to get to him and take him down.
That's the new stat, a half a breath. He's got a half a sack. Yeah. I mean, he's got a ton of pressures. But I do think that those will translate into sacks. I do. Put it this way, like watching Carter year one versus watching Kayvon Thibodeau year one, I like Carter better.
Me too. And I'm not even going to get caught up in the number thing. I know that that was a big controversy, and it raises the expectations. He did that to himself, which is fine. But then you got to go out there and ball.
Yeah.
You got to be a beast. Mm-hmm. I think the Giants deserve a knock. And by the way, this goes back to preseason games where he's getting trucked.
Yes, against the Jets that happened.
And I'm like, I didn't expect that. A dude that
remember on that chip block? He got laid out.
He wants LT's number, and you're getting trucked like that in the preseason?
Was that Isaiah Davis?
And then,
who hammered him? Was that Beck?
I forget.
Either way.
And then he took to social media to defend himself. I thought it was a little bit of a... soft.
Well, what's the matter?
I thought it was a little soft.
Okay.
And now, there's not a knock on his character, but he's a young kid. It's different. They don't make him like they used to. You know, not exactly the Carl Banks type going out there as a killer. So that was the first... I remember we talked about this, and I was like, I don't know, man. That was
I remember talking about it.
And now then the Giants play him out of position the first couple of weeks. I don't think that helped.
Uh-huh.
I think he still could be a very productive player. But I wanted what Brian Burns is doing. That's what I was expecting from Abdul Carter.
I just expected, I forget what term you used, but I remember he's going to be a game wrecker.
Yeah.
Like, I thought there'd be, you know, strip sacks from behind. And really, because I knew that, now I don't know that I thought Burns would be quite this good in terms of the, I mean, he might get 20-something sacks, whatever it's going to be. We all know Burns is a hell of a player, but he's been, I mean, beyond elite this year. And he was good last year. He's been better this year. I thought Carter, number one, I believe in his talents, but I just thought the attention that Burns would get and the attention that Dexter Lawrence would get would just open up a lane for Abdul Carter to do some things that won some games for the Giants, and we haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, and you know what? You'll have a chance to go out there and see Abdul Carter firsthand. Packers, Giants, tickets. When we come back, I know, I got the read. Hold on, I'm trying to promote the... Aren't we giving away tickets when we come back? Hoff, are we giving away tickets when we come back or no?
Yes, we are. We're giving away Giants tickets coming back.
So I'm trying to...
He was leading up to it, I could tell.
We got Abdul Carter. You want to go see him? You got Giants, Packers. Who wouldn't want you? Jameis Winston.
Forget all the stuff
I was saying before. It's going to be a great, exciting, fun game. We got Giants, Packers.
Couple of tight ends out there, Sal, making plays when they don't drop them in the end zone.
And maybe it's the first game of the Kafka reign. Who knows? This could be the one. You could say that you were there to see it when he started the turnaround. We'll do that when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.